Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Attraction. I am your host, Ray Zander, and it is a wonderful day to have you here attracting with us for the next hour as we explore the powerful, powerful law of attraction. And it is an absolute wonderful day to be exploring the energies and the knowing that we are truly in the vortex of creation right here, right now. And there is nothing stopping us in this moment from becoming whoever and whatever it is that we want to be. And that song was by Gravity, by the band Under. And there is an energy that we can allow ourselves to really release to with the law of attraction. And on this show every week, our intention is to connect with the larger part of who we are, that non-physical source self, and also take it down into the nitty-gritty of being a personality in this world, in this earth, and seeing a wonderful marriage between those two, the truth of who we are and the experience of this wonderful life that we call on day to day. And as we always do on Everyday Attraction, we try to bring these concepts into a tangible day-to-day practice where we can truly become more of who we really are. And to that end, I am so excited to launch today's show with our incredible guest, Julie Renee. Reverend Julie Renee is a teacher, a healer, an author and a speaker, and someone that I have personally just so enjoyed meeting, and I wanted to bring her incredible energy and knowledge to the show. And so I just want to say welcome, Reverend Julie Renee, to Everyday Attraction.
Thank you so much, Ray. It's just great to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, I had the great fortune of being introduced to you through a mutual friend who said you must meet this woman. And I am so excited that I went through on that prompting and met you. And I just, you know, Abraham has been talking recently about a real paradigm shift that's happening with healers. And they talk about literally what you're doing in a sense of calling it energy healing. And what they talk about, and I had to smile when I met you because you were right on target in fulfilling what they had been saying, is that there are teachers and healers already here who understand about the alignment process, and that we don't have to work so hard to align with who we are. And so I really consider you part of that group of energy healers who are here to assist us in healing ourselves and coming to know our own brilliance. So I'd love to hear you talk a little bit about how you came to do the work that you do as a teacher and a healer.
All right. Thank you. I was born clairvoyant and already had the ability to touch people and heal people. I didn't actually speak until I was 3. And during that time, I had such full, really, when I think about the thoughts I had prior to 3, I was, you know, really just brilliant. I was communicating on the other side just continually, and I had sort of chosen not to speak. When I started speaking, I noticed that some of my spiritual information had to be let go to get fully embodied and have my experience as a child. And through my childhood, I was exposed to the atomic bomb testing and had just really was contaminated by the nuclear radiation and developed tumors and cancer really early on, and had a lot of surgery. And I've always had such a strong, strong faith, and so even like 5 times the doctors had told me you're not going to make it a week, and I'd really gotten down to like skin and bones and just really just said, no, I'm not leaving, I'm not ready, and used my faith to pull me through. When I was in India and I was living with a guru and studying with a Brahmin priest, I was studying healing with sound and learning Sanskrit, the guru had said, well, you have these incredible gifts of healing, and you can definitely heal cancer, and you can definitely, you know, basically raise people from the dead, which was kind of like a big order to give a young woman that I had that gift.
Yeah.
But I've walked around with that kind of knowing that I had been given some very special gifts in this life. And in the recent couple years, there's been such a downpouring and such a blessing from the Supreme. I think when you're in service and you have the gifts and you say, use me, I'm ready, I end up in tears a lot of times when I'm healing people, because I'll actually be working with these cells that are failed, stage 4 cancer and, you know, lung and heart failure and things like that. And people come in and they're just at death's door. They're maybe a day or two from dying, and their husband will carry them in, or their wife will send them in after a heart attack. And I work with them, and I'm working and working on the cell, and I'm doing like a spiritual psychic surgery on restoring the light in the cell. And what happens after a half an hour of working on one cell, all of a sudden the cell bursts into this glowing orb, and it's looking at the face of God, really. And that always surprises me, and I always cry. It's like so magnificent that we are so much more powerful than we think. You know, it's just right there. It's right available. We just know in our hearts that healing is possible. It's there.
So your work has not only allowed you to really reach into your own cellular structure and bring yourself back from what would be a pretty serious diagnosis outside the vortex, right? But also now really sounds like you've embraced the fact that you can share this knowing with others. And, you know, the philosophy that I've come to know through the Abraham teachings is that we're all really just healing ourselves, but like what Jesus did, when you come in the vicinity of someone who knows the truth of wholeness, if you're on that verge, you step into the wholeness. Is that similar to what you work with on the cellular structure, is really reminding the cells that they're whole?
100%, absolutely. So we reacquaint them with their natural state. The natural state of the cell is perfect wellness and wholeness and the light of God. And cells forget that, and they fall off, and they believe a lie, you know. And we just show that cell again what it's like to be whole and pristine. And from that one cell, we mirror that to all the cells of the body and flood the body with the energy of God, this golden energy that we do, a golden healing, and upgrade all the cells. And, you know, there's a variety of different things. I actually studied medical clairvoyance for 3 years. And was able to really take it to very deep levels of looking into the glands and organs and systems and really upgrading them. And I did it while I've had this practice for 17 years. So, of course, I was working with my own clients. But I was also working on restoring my own body with all the surgeries and radiation. And I had multiple cancers. And I live in the light of God. I live in amazing health. And things that I was told would never happen for me are just like wowing people. Like, I was never supposed to really be able to walk normal, and here I am running 9 miles. I've run 18 miles over the weekend, and I dance for 5 hours on stage with a band locally, and, you know, things that I wasn't really supposed to have access to my legs, or I wasn't really supposed to have vitality. And up until a few years ago, I lived with a lot of pain, and I have no pain in my body.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, when I met with you, what I thought was really amazing is the gift that you have of really understanding and seeing the chakras and the colors. And can you explore a little bit with me on how you work with people and being able to see the energy field where most of us are not able to actually get that beat on what's happening not only with ourselves but with others?
Yeah. Initially like to do an evaluation, and you know, it's either that I'm going to be working with the endocrine system and the 11 key players in the endocrine system, because that's closest to the spiritual body. And so sometimes when the hormonal system, which is much broader than, you know, estrogen and progesterone, there's all kinds of other things that are happening in the body that are hormones. And that the hormones themselves are very much resembling the spirit, the spiritual body. And so if we get the endocrine system flowing, then the spirit can get in the body really 100%. And sometimes people have never really been 100% in their body. Or the other way that I do evaluations, if the body is working pretty well, I'll start looking at the energetic body, the chakras, the layers of the aura, the 7 main chakras of the body. And a lot of times when people have had illness or accidents, pieces of the chakra or a whole part of the chakra, or maybe the whole chakra is gone or black, it's got, like, stopped working. And so we repair those, and actually those all can be repaired and regrown. We work with the eighth chakra, which is outside of the aura. We work with the halo. Everybody's got a halo. And it usually doesn't get turned on until you're kind of in that saint level. But those are creative rings that we can use for our own miraculous healing. So I just go up above their head and turn the halos on people. And that's pretty fun. Working with the genetic entity, which is 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. That's where the spirit flows in and out of the body. So there's some of the systems.
I love that. Now, we've been, you know, talking about healings on the health level, and you know, we're really coming to understand, I think, through a lot of teachers, that there's so much going on in the non-physical that we are just really coming into expertise around, to the point where, you know, I think a lot of our Western medicine today will seem barbaric at least in the enlightened decades to come. But it really is, I would imagine, an interesting integration for you to work with people who are embroiled in sort of the system as it is, and then you bringing in this whole other modality.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. And in my book, The Healthy American, which is coming out soon.
All right.
I do really set a standard for what's happening. There's a shift happening on the planet, and it's obvious in all kinds of areas that the patriarchal systems of the Piscean Age are collapsing. So the money systems, the medical systems, the law systems, you know, like all of the church systems, all the patriarchal systems are collapsing. And what's rising is it's the age of androgyny, the Aquarian age, and we're so like into that age now. It's been, you know, 30 years that we've been coming into that age. So we're really feeling the shifts now, like massively feeling the shifts. And in the age of androgyny, we're looking at collaborative, cooperative healing modalities. And also, instead of going outside to find source, we're looking inside ourselves to source our light. And the people who are going to be assisting people in healing, it's really assisting people in healing. It's not like that dictator who says you have to take this drug and have this surgery and you're going to have these side effects. Western medicine will eventually find its way into this new era, and they are, but it'll probably be 5 or 10% of the picture of health, 5 or 10%. Like, that'll just be a small portion of what we think of as vibrant health. And we won't be looking at it as a cure or a solution. We'll be looking at it as freedom and light in the body.
I love that, and I can hardly wait for your book to come out, The Healthy American. What a great title. And it sounds to me like you found a language to help folks who may not be as keen to the understandings that you have, but you can help bridge that gap between what we know today and what we're coming in to know with ourselves. I mean, Abraham constantly says that we do surgeries with chainsaws compared to the kind of psychic surgery.
That's so true. Oh, my God, it's so true. You know, I go in after somebody's had surgery, and I don't, you know, don't prevent people from having surgery. Of course, if they meet me, they're not going to have surgery, very likely. But, you know, people come to me after they've had surgery, and the things that I have to clean up and repair are, what a mess, you know, broken chakras and, you know, silver cords that are hanging by a thread. And this white control medical energy, if you're not recovering, if there's somebody listening on the radio right now is not recovering from a medical procedure, you want to just make sure that you've removed all the medical energy, because sometimes you haven't restored yourself back into that area, and medical energy will look like a white cloud. And so even if you just kind of tune in and have a sense of it, and you can just drain it off and see your spirit filling up that space again, you'll have that quicker, faster recovery.
I love that. Such important information about our own power to self-heal regardless of what has gone on before. There really isn't any place from which we can't align. And I love that message that our good is always so very, very close. It's just a matter of sort of turning it on, as you say, or moving into that understanding. And isn't it wonderful how Source floods us with a big yes? when we simply, you know, allow that in. I want to give out your website real quick, because if anyone is dealing with a health challenge and would be excited about connecting with you and maybe getting some assistance from you in aligning to their abundance and their health, your website is www.julierenee.com, and I'm assuming people can email you from there and get in contact.
Yes, contact, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, one of the things I was excited about to see on your website was you not only deal with health issues, of course, but all the other opportunities for contrast and expansion, especially maybe those issues around abundance and money. And I saw that you're going to be launching an abundant life. No, I have to back up, because I just have to tell you the name of this is fabulous. Extreme Abundance Now. Now, that's not a squirrely title. 21 Days to Your Extreme Abundance, and it's a teleconference, which is wonderful because even though you're in the Bay Area, anyone can participate, and that's getting underway in July, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I think it's July 23rd.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And it's a lunchtime teleconference. It's really fantastic. This is, I think, the fourth time through on this particular course, and we've had one miracle after another in that conference. And really, it's not just about wealth. It's about really generating your abundant life, which might mean love. It might mean vibrant health. It might mean money. It might mean a new home. There's a whole bunch of shifts that happen. And really, every single person who's come through that course has said that their nervous system relaxed. They started just trusting in the divine on this much deeper level. It was like they just shifted into a deeper sense of grace and ease. And really, their body, they felt better. It was much more easy to exercise and to eat well. They just felt really supported. The course includes four Friday teleconferences, and it has a CD that you do every day, a meditation CD, which teaches how to generate your miracles, how to create yourself as a magnet for everything good coming to you. And then also there's it's actually a 21-day course, but you get 22 days of inspiration in your email box. So there's a little course that's like 2 pages long. You read it. There's a little bit of homework each day.
That's fantastic. I know I'm signing up because it just looked like so much fun. And tell me a little bit. I know that meditation is a big part of how you work with clients. What is it about meditation that you find is so powerful in realigning and connecting?
Well, you know, we go through life and we collect dust bunnies and fuzzballs from every other person that gets in our space. Somebody rains on your parade or looks at you weird, or you get in somebody's space at the grocery line. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, we're mirroring beings. We walk around in the world, and unless you're an island unto yourself, you're going to pick up funky stuff, you know. Somebody's having a bad day and they share that with you. It gets in your space. Well, the meditation that I teach, the style that I teach, clears all your energy channels, grounds you, gets everything rocking and rolling, so you're really a clear space where you can generate from. So you're back in your joy and bliss body. And I'm all for generating from joy and bliss. It's very, very hard to create miracles if you're in survival or you're in a difficult lower energy vibration. You just can't. Miracles don't really get generated under 500 on that energy wavelength. So you want to get yourself in a really happy, clear space to bring your miracles to you.
That would be the vortex talk. We talk a lot about what these teachers have told us, which is the vortex, which is where everything we want hangs out, and it's a vibrational alignment. But I love this idea of sort of clearing the dust bunnies of the day, of the week, of the year, of the decade.
Yeah.
I just think that's such a gentle, wonderful way of saying, rather than I've been scarred, I have picked up a dust bunny to which I am ready now to release.
Absolutely. You know, your demons can be very, very tiny. You know, our language really identifies us so massively. So if we put it into silly and playful terms, it gets very insignificant and gets moved out really quickly. If we have big, like, scarred words and things like that, it's pretty, we're pretty banded, you know, it's like pretty branded with that, you know.
That energy. Yes, I love that. Now, you work with people in person, obviously, because I've had a session with you, which is fabulous. So if you're in the Bay Area, aren't you lucky? But you also work with folks over the phone and as well. And you know, I want to open it up to anyone who's listening. If you're listening to the live call, and you'll get, you know, lots of great healing energy, even if you're listening to the archive. So hello, archive people. We love you. You'll get a lot of wonderful energy from Julie Renee as she's just with us in this hour. But if you are on the live call and you feel like you'd like to have Julie talk to you about what's going on with your energy field and maybe do some tweaky dust bunny kind of stuff, please feel free to raise your hand and we'll bring you in. If not, we'll just continue to indulge in this wonderful discussion of the non-physical healing energies that we all have the capacity to just relish in this life. As you say, I think, you know, we work too hard and we need to lighten up about how we see ourselves in this sort of passion play. And you've kind of taken steps to make your process very, very attainable and easy. I found, you know, your sort of three-step process really interesting, and I'd love to hear you embellish that a bit more. Talk to me about when you say regeneration, what, you know, what do you mean from your perspective?
Great. So regeneration is really my spiritual triage program, but it's for people who are experiencing an interruption of vibrant health. So those people go as far as I had a husband carry a wife in to my sofa, and they were making her funeral plans. And
wow.
That was not too long ago. And we were actually able immediately to start working with her and regenerate her body. And I took 18 inches of death out of the middle part of her body. So black cells, what looks black, you know, to me. So there's no life in the middle of her body and her core. And she was absolutely, she was dying. She probably had a couple days. And we were able to remove 18 inches of death out of her belly the first day. And from that, she rapidly improved. So like 6 weeks later, she was working out at the gym. Her life force was down to about 2%. I mean, she was just hanging on by a thread. She wasn't walking on her own. And her life force is 100% now. I've been working with her since February. And we're just doing 1 hour a week at this point. It's just really, she's, you know, really fantastically recovered. She's really, really in great shape. And I have worked with quite a few stage four people, and I just really, we don't look at a cure. We look at bringing the cells back into perfect alignment, back into freedom. So we're really clearing anything that's an interruption in their vibrant health. And so really, regeneration is about taking something that's no longer happy. It could be even dead, and we can bring it back to life, kind of like Lazarus. So we rejuvenate the cells, and we turn them back on. And we can even have a cell that's entirely black and turned off, and we can. It's effort, but it totally can be turned back on. We can totally bring that back.
Well, it sounds like she was talking about law of attraction. She pulled you right in because it sounded like she really wasn't ready to transition to the non-physical. So good for her for finding a wonderful teacher who could expedite that process momentously within, sounds like, a pretty short period of time. And I love the dance that the two of you have, where we know that she was really the one that brought herself back, but that she was open to what you had to give as an opening. As a possibility.
Mm.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, and I think in that state, you can draw powerful healers to you that it can show you, because it's her cells returning back on. And she could also say, no, I'm not ready for that. Or
right.
No, I don't want that, or I choose something different. What
yes.
She did do was her husband carried her in, and her 11-year-old daughter came with her. And it was very clear to me that she had no intention of leaving. And
love
that
it.
She was going to do whatever she could to have a stand here on the planet and stay.
Wonderful. Well, we do have a caller who's raised their hand. Do you feel like are you
yeah.
in the vibe to do a reading? Okay,
absolutely.
I'm gonna go ahead and unmute 453. You are live on the call.
Hi, Julie Renee and Ray. This is Charcel.
Oh, hello, hi, beautiful.
Hi. I would love to participate.
I'll hand you over,
Julie. You're doing.
She's all yours.
Okay.
So is there anything that you are specifically wanting information on, or do you want to just have me do a quick read on you?
I would love a quick read. The specific concerns in my life. What do you mean? Like, do I want a boyfriend? Do I want to be healthy? What do you want? I don't understand what you want to know from me.
Oh, well, if there was some kind of concern, maybe I was thinking perhaps health-wise.
Yeah.
But, you know, I
think I'm dedicating this year to becoming healthier. That's part of my focus. And I also, my focus is to be more true to myself. And my job's here on this realm. Does that help? Do you want to know what kind of physical things I have?
Oh, no. I can take a look. All right. So more healthy. So one of those things is to look at some of the glands in the brain and see about your regeneration process. And one of the things I'm looking at is your pituitary gland, and that looks like that's brown and at 40%. So you have a little bit less capacity to regenerate than you would really need to have that vibrant health. So one thing that we can do right now is we can tune up that pituitary gland. A color that's really good, and I'm starting to work on you, so you might feel me in there. Do you feel me?
I think so.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm right in the kind of center front of the head in the third eye, and I'm working on the pituitary gland. And I am going to bring that either to green or blue. We'll see what your body does. And then we're going to bring it to a higher function. And then we're going to get that human growth hormone working better in your body so you can regenerate, which is the human growth hormone helps, like, mend cuts, and it helps with your skin and in all aspects of just regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So we've gotten to 60% in green already, so we've taken that brown off, and we're definitely moving right on up. Okay, and so it's at 65. I'm going to seal that up, and we're going to turn it so that it'll continue to heal on its own. And then we're going to bring the light of God in, and what I do there is I bring a gold energy into that area, and we're going to just seal that up with that gold energy. So may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. So how does that feel? I bet you don't feel much. Do you feel a shift?
It's fascinating.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
I know. She's really great. I know. And you know, part of what I love about this process and bringing it to the radio is we really want to indulge in the fact that we are mostly non-physical and that we can reach out over lines of time and space and that we are truly one, and so that Julie can interact with herself, having never met her in the physical, and play with this energy field. And it kind of just bursts open a lot of the rules and regulations, I think, that we've taught ourselves about how we can heal, how we can interact. And Julie, I just love the way that you do this, and it just brings such a big smile to my face, the ease to which you can interact with people, and I just so appreciate that. And thank you, Charcel, for being willing to say, hey, I'm here.
Oh,
let's
sure.
play.
I was curious what you meant by a reading. Was that where you saw that my pituitary was having an issue?
Yes, actually, a reading meaning I can scan your physical body and see what are troublesome areas for you in the physical body. So I actually... It's kind of like a diagnosis, except it's I don't really use those words. But
yeah.
We look at like where the gland or organ is, like what the function is. Is it 20-30%? I just use percentages. So I just find the number. I look at the colors, and there are different colors for each gland and organ and each system that really support the system. And since I've been doing this a long time, that kind of, you know, we have like, there's two colors that would be really healthy for the pituitary gland, so we want it to be in one of those colors, and we want to keep pushing that up. So,
This idea of a medical intuit, I think, is becoming more and more understandable in the sense that really what you do is read energy fields, but your ability to then play with those fields and kind of goose them up, if you will, is such a great gift to anyone who has an opportunity to play with you. I love that.
You know, it's interesting. I always feel better when I wear turquoise.
Mm.
Which is blue-green.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Charcelle. We actually have another caller who would like to get a reading. So,
thank
Julia,
you,
if,
thank you, thank Julie you. Renee.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings.
So, thank you so much. And we'll, let's bring on another caller. Let's see, 302, you are live on the call with Reverend Julie Renee. Go ahead.
Hi, Ray. It's Diana.
Hi. Hey. So
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Great are to you, hear you.
Yay. Are you in for a little energy reading today?
I am. I would not pass up an opportunity like this.
Oh, Diana, can you just give me your name at birth, please?
I'm sorry, I missed.
The name that you were given at birth? Can you give
Diana,
me your name at birth?
Do you want the middle name as well?
The whole name, the name you were given at birth.
Diana Elizabeth Dring, D-R-I-N-G.
Okay, Diana, and I see you. I'm finding you as a spirit, and you're at blue, so you are definitely a peacemaker. And is there any area of your body that you would like me to look at, or should I do just a quick look and see what jumps out at me?
Well, just generally, I've been experiencing some lack of energy. I'm being called to step up professionally in a much bigger way, and I'm not keeping up to speed, so I'd like to really...
I can see where you're having some trouble in the center of your body. I see that right away. Just even before you opened your mouth to say your energy thing, I was noticing that your pancreas is struggling a little bit, and your third chakra is not on, and it's off in both the front and back. So let me look at that pancreas. Well, pancreas has to do with your insulin levels, your blood sugar levels, and so you could be hypoglycemic, which you aren't. And you're not diabetic, but somehow the pancreas is really kind of waning. So let's take a look at what that is. So it's at 30%, and it's gray. Okay, so gray. So we're going to take the gray energy off, and then we're going to improve the percentage so that we get it to a higher function. We should have a little more sparkly energy, and then we'll repair those two chakras. You know, when I do these kind of healings, it's always great to have people who are enthusiastic and have a life ahead of them that they're really excited about. Like you're talking about, well, I'm being asked to step up in my career, and I'm having a little bit of a struggle on keeping up energetically. It's just so awesome to have that drive that this is why I want this. So it's like it's extra fuel for the healing to happen faster. When you have I have a purpose.
Yes.
A reason to align. And I also think that there a lot of us are coming into that place where we're no longer willing to be defined by others as who we are, and we're now certifying, if you will, ourselves in the modality that we see for ourselves and really claiming that. And I think a lot of people are learning that they're actually leaders when they thought that they were followers. I know that that is something I have struggled with, that, you know, rather than taking on someone else's modality, I have my own, and stepping into that focus is very exciting. And it calls you out, though. It definitely calls out anything that is not in alignment with that knowing. You know, so you get to do all the kind of dust bunny repairs from the past where people told you that they had to certify you, or that you had to be that you had to somehow be tested and therefore approved or disapproved. You know what I mean, Julie?
I do, and thank you. I'm just finishing up this back of her chakra, and I want to talk about, I prefer to teach people how to do this unless they're in the crisis mode. I want them to know how to do it. I believe in spiritual freedom. Everybody can do this. So what I do, I have all these wonderful workshops, classes on regeneration. There's one coming up the end of August. Where it's a weekend course, and I teach people how to regenerate their own body, and I give all the techniques that I use. I give all my secrets. I don't keep secrets. Everybody can do it.
I love that. And I really believe that that is the differentiation that Abraham's been talking about with this energy modality, is that we're having teachers who teach us how to do it, and therefore we share it with others. But there is no need to shut down what you know or lessen who you really are. And I think that's so powerful. Like you said, there really is no secret. And we joke about this on this show a lot, because many of us came to Law of Attraction through the consciousness of the secret, and now we're all laughing because really there is no secret.
There's no secret. I know there's something kind of off in the beginning of the secret. It's kind of cute. It's like everybody wanted to keep a secret from us, and I was like, okay, no. There's never been a secret. It's always been there. So, Diana, just to let you know, your pancreas is now pink, which is a very good color for the pancreas. It's 60% right now. I'm sealing that up with gold. And we've got a green chakra in both the front and the back, and it's just spinning like crazy. Your will is much stronger. That third chakra is really much stronger.
Way to go.
Oh, thank you. That was really wonderful.
Welcome.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thanks for being there.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. I love the willingness of the Law of Attraction students and teachers who really are ready to know more and more and more about who they are and what they're here to do. And I know part of your practice is really talking about life in balance and understanding that we are both, you know, these physical beings and then also these great spiritual beings. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what is compelling you from this understanding of how life in balance is so powerful.
Well, you know, if life is out of balance, I work with a balance wheel, and I've worked with it for probably 20 years already. And if there are areas in our life that we're absent to, there are going to be other repercussions. So to keep life fully in balance and really practice our passionate life in all those areas lets us be unstoppable. I thought about the difficulties I had in this life, and I knew that a lot of what I came to do was change how I and others viewed medicine. And I came up kind of approaching it in this unusual way where I kept getting sick and showing medical doctors, look, you can heal even though you think you can't heal, you know, and I got all these kind of conversations about that. Like, oh, no, I even had doctors tell me after I healed myself or grew back adenoids and tonsils and I fixed my eyes and whatever, that I couldn't do it even though they were looking at it and they could go, you got your tonsils back or your adenoids are there. Must have been a mistake. You know, so they were in kind of a level of unbelief. Beyond that, beyond like the miraculous and changing people's minds about how we heal our body, that it's not about the slice and dice and pills, the RX procedures, I thought that my purpose for coming in was to remain fully and completely connected and in bliss regardless of my circumstances. And when I could remain in bliss regardless of what was happening around me, I could stay in equanimity and stay connected with the divine, with my faith fully engaged, where I never had a sense of, or even if it was just a flicker of, is God there? Oh, yeah, God's there. You know, that that to me was a fully enlightened, fully embodied life. On my balance wheel, there are eight areas. There's social and friends, emotional, career, family and friends, which is intimate life, financial life, spiritual, creativity, health and recreation. And all those need to be addressed. And, you know, with some people, we'll discover that two or three of those are just completely absent in their life. And because of that, and I'll use the vortex in a different way, because of that vacancy or that vortex, because there's an emptiness there, it causes problems in other areas. And so when you start filling that out, all of a sudden you get into so much happiness because you're grounded. You're really, your whole life is the fully embodied human life, the fully expressed human life. And we're meant to be fully expressed.
I love that idea that when you start to sort of shake up one field that it has an impact on another, because doesn't that happen a lot where we, okay, for a very kind of surface analogy, when you change the curtain, suddenly the carpet's got to go. You know, it's that kind of where I come in here and I just want to do a little work. I want to, you know, maybe get a little healthier. Blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly you move into a level where you're able to see other potential momentum that can move you more and more into alignment. We're really never done, are we? We're constantly fine-tuning. There's always more. But there's a kickoff point, and I think sometimes working with a healer teacher like yourself, you're able to kind of kick us into a momentum that leads to more and more awakening. And I just really appreciate that, because oftentimes I know we kind of feel like, okay, I'm just in my head and it's just me and me in here. And it is wonderful to have someone who knows the energy modalities that can kind of come in there and mix it up with you a bit. And I'm assuming that when you work with people, you kind of start in one place but find that it's something totally else that is calling for a balance.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because people will come in with their complaint. They'll, you know, I'll have them say whatever it is they want to say for the first 5 or 10 minutes. And then I ask their body, and I ask the body, what is it that's really up? And we actually go to the right thing right away.
The body cannot.
They can have their illusions and they can have their drama running, but we'll just go right to the right place. Once they've gotten to say something where they feel like they've been heard, then we go, okay, now what really is happening? And so sometimes it is the emotional body, or sometimes it is the mental body or the spiritual body. You know, a lot of times people have a spiritual illness. Who ever heard of a spiritual illness? And yet it can be corrected rapidly, you know. I mean, there is such a thing as a spiritual illness. You know, we've heard of, like, emotions and mental illness and things like that, but there's actually spiritual illness that can be corrected, of course. Anything can be healed.
Now, we talk a lot about, on Everyday Attraction, this idea that negative emotions can lead eventually to some sort of physical manifestation, because negative emotions in and of themselves are a curtailing of that bliss energy. So do you work with people on the emotions first, or do you start with the physical and kind of clean up, or is it a little bit of a dance between the two?
It's both. I mean, if they're really in that triage state, of course we want to just manage the body quickly and then take the time to really work on their languaging and their thought process. And languaging is so important to the quality of your life. And that is probably more than 50% of my teaching, is really being clean about your languaging. That's one of the reasons that my word is so powerful in the universe, is I'm so very, very careful about how I language things. And you might notice that when you hear me talk. I have a voice that's really aligned. I studied healing with sound 20 years ago already with Brahman priests. And God, the potency of my word is God in the universe. If I always stay as true as I possibly can, that means that my word has so much power, because I stay as true and accurate as I can all the time.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, and in with some of these people who are in that crisis, that breakdown, their word is not God in the universe. Their word is a lot of breakdown and a lot of lies and misbeliefs, misunderstandings, like they've formed a story about themselves that isn't really that true, based on maybe what people have told them about themselves or disappointments or whatever gets in the space, you know. And so it's a teaching, a gentle teaching. I look for people to improve 5% a week. I don't look for people to make 100% leap. Some people can, but a lot of people are in a pattern. And we do really, there are spiritual tools that I use to clear those patterns rapidly, but still they need their time to integrate. And if we do 5% a week, it's good enough. Within 12 weeks, we're 100% really.
I love that. I love that. And this idea of telling a new story is very core to what I understand about the law of attraction. But oftentimes, like you've said, when you've told one story for so long, making a quantum leap usually doesn't stick. So what kinds of things do you recommend to people to sort of make a practice of telling a new story, and like you said, incrementally making those shifts? What can we do in the nitty-gritty of our day to sort of help ourselves into that new story?
Well, I can give you an example from myself. I have I was raised by parents who really struggled. My mother was mentally ill, and my father was an alcoholic. And I had a big story about my childhood for a long time. And people would ask me about things, and I would talk about things, and I think I kept it churning. So there was a level of drama always going on. And about 10 years ago, I just saw how it was hurting me. I don't know. It was probably hurting them, too. I wasn't really talking in front of them, but I believe that energy floats, so I'm sure it was hurting them. And I made a decision, which was just a core decision in my heart of hearts, that I would never talk about my parents negatively again. I would appreciate all the gifts they gave me, and I would stop the conversations around what they didn't give me, because they gave me enough. They gave me life. They gave me my artistic nature and my love of God and my spiritual nature and the desire to travel. I mean, I got all these good things from them. The best parts of me came from them. Also, some of those difficulties, I just said, I'm done with the difficulties. I'm putting them in the past. And I had to practice really with a great disciplined mind. I practiced for 3 months, really 90 days. I was pretty, I don't want to say ruthless, but really didn't let up. If something spilled out of my mouth, I'd apologize to the person I was talking to. Something spilled out about something negative about my parents, I'd say, you know, that's not really true. They actually did the best they could, and they gave me these gifts. And I'm sorry that I even brought that into the space. And I would keep cleaning it up until I stopped having that conversation about them. And in joy and celebration, I could say, I'm alive, I'm happy, I'm here. You know, and the conversation stopped creeping into the conversations about what happened or what didn't happen in my childhood just stopped coming in. And it was really a disciplined mind. It was really me saying, it's hurting me. It's probably hurting everybody else. And ultimately, I started noticing that I was actually, when I used to talk about that, I was enrolling everybody in my lie about how bad things were. And yes, there was some part of it that was maybe true, but I was actually creating karma, you know, like poor Julie Renee, she had such terrible parents. I was creating karma between the people I talked to and my parents. I mean, I had to do a big, big washout cleanup when I actually noticed the far-reaching effects of that negative conversation. It was very far-reaching. And I think the one thing that really, really helped me to make that leap was really understanding that I chose to come in and have a really challenging life so that I could make a big difference in the world, and all those challenges are the fuel for me to be larger than life and really contribute on a very high and intense, powerful level. So I'm grateful for the difficult life.
You really flipped that story, and I love the way that you did it, in a way that you first began to look at the positive aspects and really practice them, because I think when you've practiced the negative aspects, it takes a little bit of shift. They're kind of like marbles in your mouth initially when you start to talk about the positive aspects, but you know, you almost have to work through that discomfort, because there's a momentum on the other side of that when you do practice on a daily basis. And then I really heard you like recast the story in a way that said, I'm actually grateful for what not only they gave me, but who they allowed me to be because of the contrast, not in spite of it. And I think that is total power alignment when you recast it from that place.
Well, I tell you, I feel so unstoppable and so much living in the light, living in this joy and celebration, in appreciation every moment. I highly, highly recommend it. If you're carrying around some drama and a story, let it go.
Let it go, yes.
There's so much power here. Believe me, there's so much light. There's so much love. There's so much bliss, you know. It's just, it's worth it.
Yes, absolutely. And it is being conscious of our conversation, like you say, when something flows out, kind of dripples out of your mouth, and you think, oh, it just isn't me anymore. There is a moment of self-forgiveness and, I think, awareness that allows that particular experience hinder you. So in other words, when the story comes out again, you kind of say, oh, well, you know, I guess I'm still working on allowing that. But here I am just 3 minutes after I said blah, 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 and I'm already feeling the effects of it. I'm cleaning this up. I'm more aware. I'm more conscious. It's almost like a real self-soothing that you have to do for yourself as you recast the story, because you do trip up. I mean, it's a habit, and new habits are formed over time, and I think loving ourselves no matter what's happening and is so key to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you get out of, yes, when you get out of the drama, you get out of being the victim, and I think most of our stories about drama are our victim stories. And when you move out of that, you move into your stories of self-actualization, self-ignited, fully self-expressed, passionate life. And you really can't do that while you're defining yourself in the victim stories. So it's so much a gigantic spiritual step. Your vibration, your energy vibration just changes completely. I mean, people may even notice that you have just changed. They're like, did you get a new haircut, or did you drop some weight? What did you do to yourself?
Right.
That obvious, you know, it's really like something really changed.
Yeah, I dropped the 25-pound barbell that I was carrying around on my back. And, you know, poor me. Yeah, it's really amazing. Just retelling a story in a way that empowers you, that can really jumpstart this whole process to coming into your own life in balance in that way. We only have a few minutes left, so if you're on the live call and you feel like you'd like to speak with Julie Renee, please do raise your hand, click 1, and your little hand will get raised for here, and we'll let you on the call. If not, I do encourage everyone who's listening both live and on the archive to check out Julie's website, Julie Renee, that's R-E-N-E-E, julierenee.com, and just indulge in some of the wonderful videos that she has on her website that's available to you. Her website is a gift to all of us who are ready for a new understanding of our energetic bodies. And I really appreciate, Julie, all the materials you have so freely given. And I know that you just recently had a documentary film made about some of the work you're doing. How has that experience been for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I feel like we're just supercharged into this 2010. We have the documentary, which was fabulous, and really got to have people who had these miraculous experiences be able to share it, and they were so excited to come forward and tell their stories, and that's been really, really fun for me and really validating. I have a new monthly series out. It's a wonderful CD which has a lesson on creating miracles. It's your secret keys, and a meditation to help with creating those miracles. And in those aspects that we talked about, regeneration, abundance, love, and the other class that I teach is on unlimited love, so really opening your heart space to love. We've got the book coming out. We've got a weekly series that comes out on Tuesday mornings. You can go into the website and sign up for that. It's just a free, it's your secret keys. It's a lesson on creating miracles. And it's been really exciting. I'm writing for a couple magazines now, and it's just been really a fun year.
It sounds like you are ready and willing and wanting to come out as the powerful teacher that you are. And I just love having people like yourself on this show, because it really does highlight the fact that we can be, do, or have anything that we want. It is just a matter of saying a yes to it and then looking for the resources to take us there. And you are a powerful resource. So I just want to say thank you again for sharing your gifts of intuition. And I encourage people who, again, who are engaged by what you're doing to reach out to you and connect. And we will, hopefully, I'd love to have you back again if you're willing.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Love it. And we can do more of those wonderful readings. And again, I've been speaking with Julie Renee, who is a wonderful practitioner of alignment here in the Bay Area, but you can connect with her on her website, julierenee.com. Thank you. Blessings to you. And I just got another hand raised. Do you have another moment, Julie? Can you hang out with us? We only have 5 minutes left on the show, so I'll ask you to be brief, but I certainly don't want to miss anyone if they'd like to. 599, you're on the call.
Yes, hi, my name is Joseph, and I have a quick question for you. What do you see as the difference between rejuvenation and regeneration?
Oh, thank you, Joseph. Well, rejuvenation is really the taking cells that are really have lost their luster in the medical diagnosis of illness. And it's really like it's like spiritual triage. It's like emergency work. Regeneration is working with people that already are pretty healthy, but there are things that just aren't quite flowing, like perhaps somebody's energy is lagging a little bit, or they feel like they've got a gray cloud around them and they don't quite know what that's about. I do a 9-hour program with them to really just bring all the light of God back into the cells and get all their spiritual body working, get their life force back up to full 100%, get their kundalini working, their meridians open, their chakras spinning, their, you know, all that stuff. So it's a little bit different in that regeneration is for illness and rejuvenation is for healthy people who want to be their 100%, their like full, zesty, youthful self. And I find with the rejuvenation, people tend to drop weight. If they've got extra weight, they tend to lose weight, and they tend to look much younger once they've done the 9 hours. They tend to look 15, 20 years younger.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you,
Joseph, for the call.
Sure. Love
Take
the
care.
Show. Thank you. Bye.
I love that idea that there is always something new to reach for, even if you are, feeling like, you know, you're healthy and you've got a lot of things going. There's always more. There's always more calling us. And I love that there's that never ended journey of it. So I've just got another minute left and I've got a couple things I need to do to wrap the show. So Julie, thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ray. Blessings.
Blessings to you too. You've been listening to Everyday Attraction. My name is Ray Zander, your host. And as we do every week, we like to end on a law of attraction, money abundance reading, which is actually from Abraham Hicks. If you'd like to get your own deck of reading cards, you go to www.abraham-hicks.com. But our wonderful Charcelle has sent us a card reading today, and I hope this card blesses you as you align with who you really are. And as always, we look forward to seeing you and experiencing you on the next version of Everyday Attraction. Have a wonderful week.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction card reading. Today's card tells us, I am the attractor of my every experience. You are meant to live an expansive, exhilarating, good-feeling experience. It was your plan. When you made the decision to become focused in your physical body in this time-space reality, you were born knowing that you are a powerful being, that you are good, that you are the creator of your experience. And that the law of attraction, the essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn, is the basis of the universe. And you knew it would serve you well. And so it has. You are the attractor of your every experience. This is Charcelle reminding you that like attracts like, and that today is sunny with possibilities. Take care. Bye-bye.